Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Now 53 after the hour here with the music from Australia, a movie that was out in 2008 that nobody will remember except Chuck Curry, our movie man. Who in the world ever... What?
Well, yeah, in 2008, Baz Luhrmann, the director who did Moulin Rouge, did this big, sweeping, epic love story set in Australia, titled Australia, with Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman. I think they wanted it to be Titanic, but it didn't reach that goal.
It's a Titanic failure.
Having said that, I do like the film. Hugh Jackman's birthday is today, 48 years old. I don't know him personally, but he seems like a very likable person.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's good news. Thank you, Chucker. Chucker has movie news.
And he's made a lot of money playing the character of Logan Wolverine in the X-Men movies. He's currently on his 11th and last appearance as Wolverine in a feature film.
How do you know it's his last?
Well, he says it's his last. That's it.
Somebody waves a $25 million check.
Well, he's probably tired of lifting all the money, and the steroids are not good on the body.
All right. So Chucker's got some more movie news. Plus, I'm going to answer the question from one of our listeners as to where you can see 13th up and coming here. It's 55 past the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You ever feel like you're being pulled in all directions? We can learn a lesson from a doll, Stretch Armstrong.
Created in the 1970s, kids loved him instantly. This superhero's limbs could stretch up to four times the width of his body.
These days, Stretch is a hit again, with collectors this time. You see, not many dolls survived all that stretching.
How can you avoid stretching yourself too much? Strive to be a hero, not a superhero.
Be honest, you're only human. You only have 24 hours in a day. There's only so much you can do.
Except that you can't have it all. You can't be all things to all people.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Gold Glove third baseman was solid in the regular season, but shined during the postseason. And he was named the 1998 World Series MVP.
Rochus hits one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
So where is Scott Brosius now? Scott moved from the Yankees' hot corner right into the dugout as an assistant coach at his alma mater, Linfield College in Oregon. In 2008, he became the team's manager and posted a record of 133-49. And he was named Northwestern Conference Coach of the Year three times.
There's a lot of life after baseball, and this is really what it's all about, is preparing ourselves for the rest of our lives.
Looks like Scott found his field of dreams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
I got an email from somebody who wanted to know. They're intrigued with this movie, The 13th, that I was talking about. It has to do with the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. Come to find out, it's now screening on Netflix. So you can go to Netflix and look for 13th to get this story, which I think is very powerful. I want to watch it as soon as I can. So those of you who were wondering, I told this. Do I need to explain it again, or did I do enough explaining of the story, do you think, in this time? Ladies, what do you say? 13th.
I say you're good.
I'm good. Okay, Chucker. Thank you.
And I vote with Chucker.
All right, Chucker, your turn.
All right, coming off the success of the movie Sully, Clint Eastwood will once again direct another film, Doug. This one about Jesse Buchanan, an American aid worker kidnapped by Somali pirates, both her and her husband. I believe they were kidnapped and taken for like a 3-month period. So, Clint Eastwood is going into that Vin Scully territory of amazing work by guys in his 80s.
All right, what else, Tucker?
Other news, Benicio Del Toro has dropped out of Shane Black's Predator reboot titled The Predator. The studio is going to cast Boyd Holbrook, who's on the, I think it's a Netflix show, Narcos. I'm not that familiar with it, but they feel he's an up-and-coming talent. He's going to play the villain opposite Hugh Jackman in his next Wolverine movie, Ashley. I'm not familiar with the guy's work, but I guess the business is very high on him. And I talked about this off-air, but I'll say it on-air. 24 Legacy, the 24 spin-off show. Carlos Bernard, who played Tony Almeida, will be back on that show this season.
I have goosebumps.
He was a big part of the 24 universe, good to bad to good.
Isn't he dead, though?
No, he's alive. He came back.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.